led a drunkard's life, he's headed for destruction. Whiskey is the devil in liquid form.
The West Virginia Music Hall of Fame class of 2009 welcomed the Bales Brothers. Kyle, Johnny, Walter, and Homer, one of the most popular acts in country music in the 1940s and 50s. 87-year-old Homer is the only surviving brother.
It's very exciting to realize that that my home state has recognized me and called me back. It means a whole lot to me. It means everything.
The Bales Brothers were the first West Virginians to star on the Grand Ole Opry. From there, they went to Shreveport as one of the founding acts of the Louisiana Hayride. Despite a rowdy reputation that Homer says was largely deserved, the Bales Brothers' songs were often religious in nature, warning of the evils of alcohol.
Strong drink is the devil's greatest weapon.
I would suppose subconsciously we would hope to be causing somebody to see their weakness. Maybe they could overcome it.
The drunkard's grave is a promise for a drunkard. Whiskey is a devil.
The brothers were born into poverty in Kanawha County between 1915 and 1922. They were raised by their mother after their father, a preacher, died.
Our mother got us one of them little cheap Sears Roebuck guitars to sing in churches, sing in revivals, sing in home gatherings, you know, nice places.
Bill Malone is a musicologist and says the Bales Brothers always felt indebted to their mother.
They grew up in a very hardscrabble home. Their mother had to raise them, and they have a song called Give Mother My Crown, and that song refers to the attempts to have them adopted by somebody else. It was very hard for the mother to raise them, but she took in washing and she worked for other people. She did everything in her power to keep the family intact and to keep the family fed. And so they always felt strongly about her. I remember hearing them on the radio. They would refer to Mommy Bales, as they called her. She was right there in the studio with them.
If I have a crown coming when the reward goes around, please, blessed Jesus, give Mother my crown. I didn't realize when I was a lad how great a burden my mother had. Adoption was offered, but Mama said no. She raised us and taught us the right way to go. I want to go to heaven when this life is o'er. Want to be with Jesus on eternity shore. But if I have a crown coming, when rewards go around, please, blessed Jesus, give Mother my crown.
Dust on the Bible, dust on the Holy Word, the words of all the prophets and the sayings of our Lord. Of all the other books you'll find there's none salvation hope. Get the dust off the Bible and redeem your poor soul.
They were prominent on at least three radio barn dances in the 40s. First in Huntington, West Virginia, then they went to the Grand Ole Opry and were just one of the most popular acts there right at the end of the 40s. And then they went to Shreveport and were among the group that founded the Louisiana Hayride. They were there when Hank Williams came, and they had a lot to do with hiring him to the show. And so they contributed to his rise to fame. They also produced a lot of songs like Give Mother My Crown, Dust on the Bible, and Oh So Many Years, that have endured in the music. The Everly Brothers, for example, did the song Oh So Many Years, and they spoke frankly about their indebtedness to the Bales Brothers. They learned a lot from their harmony and from their choice of songs.
You know how athletes are today, how the women just go crazy over them? Back then, it was radio people and hillbilly show people. You had to beat the girls off of you at the club, you know?
How did you handle that?
Huh?
How did you handle that?
I just had to run.
Did you run?
It was tough. Most of the time, I got out of it.
The holy word, the words of all the prophets and the sayings of our Lord.
Following his years on the Louisiana Hayride, Homer Bales became a preacher in Louisiana, where he is now retired and continues to live. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Suzanne Higgins in Beckley.
Dust on the Bible, dust on the Holy Word, the words of all the prophets and the sayings of our Lord. Of all the other books you'll find there's none salvation holds. Get the dust off the Bible and redeem your poor soul.